IBM Podcast.
As part of our podcast series on business resiliency, today we're going to talk about the reliability, availability, and serviceability, or RAS, and what it means to IBM's power systems. With me to discuss this topic today is George Ahrens and Dan Henderson. George is a senior technical staff member and expert on the serviceability aspects of RAS. Currently, he leads a group of service architects responsible for defining the service strategy and architecture for IBM systems and technology. Dan is also a senior technical staff member and expert on the availability aspects of RAS. So please give a welcome to Dan and George. Dan, maybe we can start with you. Maybe you can help us explain and understand what's so special about the RAS features in power systems.
We architect our systems for RAS from the very beginning of our design. Since we have control over the processor, NES chips, I/O controllers, and firmware, we have the means to deliver an outstanding RAS architecture throughout, using many of the techniques pioneered in IBM mainframes. We also control the manufacture, end-to-end, of most of these kit components as well. This means we can do a lot to leverage parts reliability in our design, manufacture, and test processes, and in burn-in. We have a process to gather detailed information about field failures, too, leveraging our first failure data capture RAS design. The information we gather from the field can be sent directly back to IBMers, who control the design, manufacture, and quality of these parts.
George, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, Dan, that's a very good point. So what you just mentioned at the end is that really demonstrates our closed-loop RAS design process. That process starts with the initial RAS design, the layout of the hardware, firmware, operating system components to provide the RAS functionality. It includes, you know, multiple checkpoints through the design and release process and ultimately culminates in monitoring the status of our products in the field. And by doing that, it really gives us the capability to proactively recognize and correct problems before they impact a set of our systems in the population. It also provides us with the ability to gather information to leverage on future design problems or future RAS designs so that we can meet our corporate direction for continuous RAS improvements.
Now, over the past year, you know, there's been a lot of excitement around, you know, the new capabilities with Power 6. So as we talk about the topic of RAS today, can you guys give me some insight into, you know, what the latest enhancements made possible with Power 6 are for, you know, reliability, availability, and serviceability, and what impact they can have on a client's business?
Previous systems had a number of RAS features intended to prevent uncorrectable data errors from occurring, and if they did occur, to limit the scope of any resulting outage, leveraging our virtualization features. Now, Power 6 has some nice enhancements to those features. We've got some additional new function as well. Perhaps the biggest is that in Power 6, we wanted to deal a little more effectively with certain processor core errors, including cache, logic, addressing, command, and control. Essentially, we wanted to make it possible for a Power 6 processor core to retry an instruction if we detected a certain class of errors during the execution of that instruction. This retry allows us to write out a number of soft errors without any sort of interruption to applications or any other sort of system disruption. Now, handling soft errors in a processor core is good, but we also built in the capability for some errors of retrying an instruction stream that had a solid failure on a different or alternate processor, essentially restarting a failed thread on a new processor exactly where the failure occurred on the old, again, without system disruption.
Dan, we've also added some concurrent maintenance type features as well, including releasing a hot node add capability for our mid-range systems, and announcing hot node add and delete capabilities for systems with a future firmware release. This basically allows us for the ability to repair parts of the system while the rest of the system remains up and running. This allows us to take advantage of our virtualization so that performance or RAS isn't compromised while we enable these concurrent repair capabilities. We also incorporated some of the mainframe legacy for guided maintenance using our HMC controlled systems, and this really provides the service automation capabilities that are in key repair scenarios like concurrent maintenance so that we minimize the possibility of servicer-induced failures.
The bottom line to our clients is improved application availability, with an emphasis on reducing both unplanned and planned outage impacts.
So if we really try to net down, you know, there's a lot of benefits to RAS, obviously, that we've focused on developing here. So what would be the three RAS areas that you believe sets Power Architecture apart from other products out in the marketplace today?
First, I think, is our unique emphasis on error detection and fault isolation, making use of a dedicated service processor. This gives us the ability to detect and isolate errors throughout the KEC without the need to invoke recreate diagnostics or analysis through an operating system. That allows us to deliver the same level of error detection and fault isolation regardless of the operating systems deployed, and the ability to deliver a number of self-healing features independent of any OS as well. Second, since you asked about architecture, I'd say is our unique distributed switch design, how our processors communicate among themselves. In Power 6, we communicate between processor chips using point-to-point connections with all the driving logic contained in the processor chips themselves. This design is a big RAS advantage in that we don't need the additional active crossbar switches and associated ASIC logic that some of our competitors may have, which would tend to make their systems more complex, adding additional components to power, cool, and potentially to fail. And third is maybe our approach to virtualization. We design our systems to really virtualize the hardware resources when we create our virtual partitions. This is great for driving utilization with our fine-grained distribution of hardware resources. It also means that we can't and don't depend on rigid physical partitions to limit faults to something less than system-wide outage. Instead, we incorporate a number of mainframe techniques to isolate many kinds of faults to a partition or less, regardless of how the system is partitioned.
And a key point of our RAS architecture is that we can take advantage of spare resources from anywhere within the system. The spare processor, for example, doesn't have to reside on the same processor book or even in the same CPU drawer as the one that had a problem in it. In fact, we can even take resources from excess capacity on demand, that resources that haven't been actively utilized. In those cases, we're able to restore full capacity back to the applications after the loss of a resource without having to run degraded.
So obviously there's a lot to RAS and the capabilities on power systems. It's a good introduction today, Dan and George. Thank you for that. But where can people go if they want to find more information on this topic?
The web is a good source. We publish a RAS white paper for the systems that go into considerable depth about our RAS features. The URL sometimes changes for this, so what I do is I tell people to just go to www.ibm.com website and then search for Henderson or Aarons and RAS, and typically you'll find the white paper at the first link.
And another good source is the Red Books, which IBM publishes, which has a lot of RAS information in them as well.
Yeah, and I guess if anybody else, they can also contact their IBM representative or business partner, and they can certainly help find more information as well. So Dan and George, thank you for your time today, and appreciate the introduction on RAS and what it means to power systems. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.